Welcome to Shakespeare FC, the Sonnets, a five-minute journey into the iambic opinations on life, love, death, and desire, with a smattering of nature and naughtiness from the mind of our literary epicure from Warwickshire, or, as you become more familiar, Uncle Will. I'm your host, Kari Marshall. In his sonnets, Uncle Will wrote from a very personal place about the human condition, all in just 14 lines. But in that meager space, we can find an absolute wealth of human experience that you just might identify with. So, let's you and I go on a little journey. Today, Uncle Will is writing once again to the fair youth, seeming to come after a rather protracted time away from London. The theme of Sonnet 113 seems to carry on the sentiments of several previous sonnets. In the first quatrain, William writes to the youth, saying that ever since he departed from him, he pictures him in his mind, in his mind's eye, Horatio. But there seems to be a catch. Uncle Will thinks he sees only what his mind slash his desires want to see, meaning that he cannot trust what his eyes are telling him about the world around him.
Since I left you, mine eye is in my mind, and that which governs me to go about doth part his function and is partly blind, seems seeing, but effectually is out.
In the second quatrain, our ocularly oppressed uncle writes that nothing his eyes observe are unaffected by his thoughts of the young man. As his eyes gaze upon a bird or a flower, the image is not sent to his heart, but because of the young man, they are sent straight to his mind, where the sight becomes affected by his longing thoughts for the fair youth's company.
For it no form delivers to the heart of bird, of flower, or shape which it doth latch. Of his quick objects hath the mind no part, nor his own vision holds what it doth catch.
In the third quatrain, Uncle Will ties up his affliction of visual vagaries, saying that everything he sees reminds him of the fair youth, from the rude to the gentle, from the mountains to the sea, gazing upon the very day or night. Even if his gaze falls upon a deformed creature, all of these remind him of the fair youth. William says that his mind shapes all these things into the features of the young man, from the dove to the crow.
For if it see the rudest or gentlest sight, the most sweet favour or deformedest creature, the mountain or the sea, the day or night, the crow or dove, it shapes them to your feature.
In the final couplet, Uncle Will resigns himself to the fact that his eyes are unable to see anything other than the youth, as his mind molds the world, altering reality, making all he sees untrue.
Incapable of more, replete with you, my most true mind thus maketh mine eye untrue.
This particular sonnet harkens back to several earlier musings in its theme of the relationship between the heart, mind, and eye. But this one takes it a step further and says that because of his thoughts of the fair youth, the very reality William exists in is not real at all. William will go on to use this concept in several of his plays, as will Rostand in one of my favorite passages in Cyrano de Bergerac, where he confesses to Roxanne that after beholding the flood of sunlight that is her beauty, one sees red suns everywhere. Don't know about you, but I can definitely relate to that. Well, alas and alack, my friends, that is all we have time for. Join us again next time for another hopefully informative journey into the mind of Uncle William. I'm Kari Marshall. Farewell until next time.
Shakespeare FC is a production of WGTE Public Media and is sponsored in part by a generous donation from the Cowie Family Fund. All previous episodes are available at wgte.org/sfc or wherever you get your podcasts.